Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Today we speak about life in Christ. We have the verse from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, which says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Life is a mystery. We are happy when a child is born. We are sad when somebody departs. Friends and family members, they depart and we are left behind. That is life. We come and go. The question is, what have you done with your time, with your life, between birth and death? What will God say about your life? Will God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Or will he say, "I don't know you, or where you come from, away from me, all you evildoers"? So the question is, what have you done with your life? Me and my life is so important today. Everybody thinks only about me and my life, and I can do what I want. Nobody has to tell me what I have to do. I can decide myself, and so they reject every authority. Every authority. Many marriages are broken down because of this my life behavior. Women abort babies in millions because they say the body belongs to me. I can do what I want. They don't realize that they are not only destroying their own lives, but also the lives of the babies, unborn babies. And so they commit murders for their own gratification. This was Satan's sin. He became proud when he was an angel of God, because he became proud, and because of his beauty he was proud, and he corrupted his wisdom. He said, "I will ascend above the top of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." The same sin is in the world today. People think they can do whatever they want to do with creation, with everything. They manipulate the food with genes, and many are not accepting their body, and they call themselves, "I'm from the different gender." They say, "It's my life, I can do with it whatever I want." They do not realize that they are not doing what they want. They are doing what the devil tells them to do. They are manipulated by the devil. Real freedom is only in Jesus Christ. Paul said, "For me to live is Christ." Let us remember that Paul was in prison for preaching the gospel when he said these words. Whether he would be delivered or condemned to death was in the hands of Caesar. Both was possible. And Paul said, "For me to live is Christ." Living in Christ is a theme that he used in many of his letters. It means to me to be transformed, to be empowered by Jesus. Paul's life centered around Christ, about his birth, purpose, identity, and actions. In Galatians 2:20, Paul declared that he was crucified with Christ, and that Christ now lives in him. When he wrote, to die is pain, is gain, he chose a Christian perspective of death. For believers, death is not a loss, but a gain, because with the death we are transformed into a spiritual body and we go to heaven eternally. So this is our purpose, this is our hope in of resurrection and eternal life, centered, the central message of Christianity. Paul's confidence in the afterlife is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The historical context of early Christians, which faced persecution and martyrdom, underscore the significance of this statement. Believers were encouraged to view death as a transition to a more glorious existence with Christ, as seen in Revelation 14:13, where it speaks of the blessedness of those who die in Christ. For me to live is Christ means to know, to love, and to follow Christ, who is my life, my glory, and my joy. In verse 24 and 25 of Philippians, Paul wrote that to abide in the flesh is more needful for them, and having the confidence, this confidence, I know that I shall abide. So he said, I would like to go and be with God, but because of you, I'm staying here. Our life as Christians has a purpose. Did you hear that? Our life as a Christian has a purpose. To fulfill this purpose, we need to be alive. So a person who commits suicide has not fulfilled the purpose for his life. Our life may be difficult, we may have sorrows, yet we do not give up. We stay focused on Christ. Divine healing is a thing that Christians are asked for. We don't need to be sick, we have divine healing. And by laying on of hands, the sick shall recover. One of the most blessed things about divine healing is that the strength, it brings holy strength and finds its natural outflow in holy acts and experiences, exercises. So mere natural strength seeks its gratification and natural pleasures and activities. But the strength of Christ leads us to the one who is God. To live for Christ means to live a worthy life. It says in 1 Thessalonians 2:12, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into the kingdom and glory. Here we have the whole law of Christianity connected together in a nutshell. There may be many different kinds of laws, but they all come out of this. To the Galatians, Paul admonished them and said in Galatians 5:25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. So to live for Christ means to live according to his purpose, according to his commands, and according to his principles. If you live a worthy life, you give glory to God. People around will observe your life, and they will fast see whether your confession to be a Christian is true or fake. Live in step with the Holy Spirit. Do what he tells you. There are many Christians who live into the day, never thinking about God. They just live as the time goes by. They may ask God to help when they need something. But if you live a life worthy of, if you live a worthy life, being led by the Spirit, your life will focus differently. If Christ means life to you, you live accordingly. You stop praying to help me please, give me this, give me that. You begin to pray, may your will be done, whatever it is. You begin to pray, not my will, but your will shall be done. May your word be spread. May your word be preached. As a Christian, as a person whose life is in Christ, certain things must be noted. God's promotions have largely passed by many, because they have neglected to take care of their tongue seriously. Gossip is a serious sin. Some people talk about others in ways that have nothing to do with Christ. And gossip easily spreads. Some tell their friends, you know, this person has done this and that. They said this and that. They behaved like this and that. Now please don't tell anyone, I'm just telling you. But they forget that their friends also have friends. And so the story is spreading. And usually, it's not true anyway. Sharing anything about someone when the act of sharing is not part of the solution to the person's problem, it is gossip. In Proverbs it says, a gossip betrays confidence. To avoid a man who talks too much. So those people who are talking a lot, you have to think what they are saying. Because you cannot always only say good things. So don't gossip. Don't listen to gossip. Don't read gossip. A second sin is criticism. It is to judge with severity or to find fault with someone. And some people, they always have something to criticize. There are those who carefully find fault with anyone. They look at people. What are they doing wrong? Silence your inner critic. Silence your inner critic. When you are filled with the spirit of criticism, you become blind to the sweetness of the person. The jackfruit is covered with thorns. The sugar cane is not a straight line. And coconut is hard to crack, but they are sweet inside. So are the people. Faults are thin when love is thick. It is the Lord who judges. Therefore, judge nothing before time. Take care not to demolish the worth of someone. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Even spirit-filled Christians pour out filth from their mouth when they are in heat and they vomit it out. Paul wrote that to die is gain. What is the gain in death? As a believer, we know that when we die, we go to heaven where Jesus Christ is. When the thief at the cross said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," Jesus said, "Today you will be in paradise with me." Today. When someone dies in Christ, you don't need to be sad. And so some churches, they put white flags when somebody dies. Of course, we miss them, but we have the knowledge that they are in a better place. There's no more pain, no more problems, no more difficulties. Whether you go to a place of unconsciousness until the day of the resurrection, or if you go straight to heaven, it's always better than what you experience here. The person who dies in Christ can be envied. The person who dies without Christ must be pitied. There is no heaven for a person who rejected Jesus Christ. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. To live in Christ means we don't rest from the work. The work really starts, we must be against all evil. We must work to fight against all evil. To live in Christ means we preach the gospel. We proclaim His name. We heal the sick. We deliver the possessed. We tell people that God loves them. Death is gain for those who are in Christ. But like Paul, we choose life because there is still a lot of work to be done. I choose to live because I know many people depend on me. I don't know what would happen if I wasn't here. I chose to live in Christ, doing what He has chosen me for. I live in Christ, no death can take me too early, but I know that when He comes, it will be gain. I still believe that the rapture will take place very soon. None of those in Christ will be left behind. We'll be all of us will be lifted at once, in an instant of a moment, to be with the Lord in heaven for always. And there will be no death, only transformation. So I'm expecting not to die, but to be transformed at any moment. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.